I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I'm George Lizas, spiritual teacher, saga killer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, let me remind you that my third book, Protect Your Light, A Practical Guide to Energy Protection, Cleansing and Cutting Cords, is now available to order globally on Amazon. My other two books as well are available, Be the Guru and Lightworkers Gotta Work. And with Lightworkers Gotta Work and Protect Your Light, there are free resources for you online. Specifically, you get a free online workshop with me when you order either of these two books. and you can go to protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details about the psychic scanning online workshop you'll get when you get Protect Your Light. And you can go to lightworkersgottawork.com to learn all about the Life Purpose Bootcamp workshop you can get when you order the book. Also, be sure to download one of my free guides in the description of this episode that will help guide your spiritual journey. You'll find guides on finding your purpose, developing your intuition, and protecting your energy. And of course, if you want to work with me one-on-one, do any of my online workshops and my signature online course, Intuition Mastery School, you can visit georgelizos.com, my website, and all the links are available in the show notes below. Lastly, if you enjoyed the podcast, I'd love for you to rate and subscribe and leave me a review, as that's going to help bring more people into our community. In today's episode, we're talking all about clean beauty. Now, when you think about raising your vibration, you probably think about meditating, energy healing, working with crystals, spending time out in nature, and having a good time with friends and family. What you don't think about is skincare and makeup, right? But you should. A few years ago, I was suffering from a serious case of eczema and psoriasis, and partly this had to do with my diet, my workload, and stress levels, but it also had to do with the skincare products that I was using. The skin and hair products that we use are absorbed by our skin and assimilate with our body, and therefore they have a direct impact on our health, both physically and energetically. But unfortunately, the majority of the trendy, popular skin and makeup brands out there use highly toxic chemicals that poison our bodies and our energies, resulting in skin conditions, autoimmune diseases, and worse. Energetically, the products we use affect the etheric layer of our aura, which has a direct impact on how high we can raise our vibration. A weakened etheric layer will eventually affect all seven layers of the aura, significantly lowering our vibrational frequency and affecting our thought patterns and emotional state. So 3 years ago, I made the decision to switch to clean beauty and skincare products completely. And although it was a bit tricky at first, once I found the right apps, shops, brands, and websites, I was all set. And consequently, my eczema and psoriasis have significantly improved, and I found it so much easier to maintain a high vibrational state. So in this episode, I chat to reality TV star and clean beauty expert, Christy Katzmann. Christy shares so many resources all about clean beauty, including her favorite brands and website. Specifically, we talk about the impact that toxic skincare products have on our body and energy, the difference between clean and natural beauty, the best resources to choose when buying clean beauty products, Christy's tried and tested beauty products, and how clean beauty can raise your and the world's vibration. When you're done listening to the episode, make sure to come within your Spiritual Toolkit Facebook group and let us know what you thought. Make sure to come follow me on Instagram at georgelizos, and you can find all of Christy's resources in the show notes below too. Enjoy this episode with Christy Katzmann. Christy Katzmann is a podcast host, writer, wellness expert, and passionate advocate for women creating their dream life, especially when it doesn't go as planned. A former reality TV lead, sales executive, and all-around girl's girl, Christy's greatest mission is to empower women and girls. Christy, welcome to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast.
Yay! Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited about the conversation. I know we're about to have, because I don't always get to talk about this. So when you reached out, I did a little happy dance.
I am so excited to chat about clean beauty. It's something I'm very interested in. I've been getting into it more and more over the past couple of years, where I've tried to switch, and I think I successfully switched all of my products to like natural and as organic as possible products. So I look forward to chatting about skincare and makeup and everything clean beauty. But before we get into it, I want to hear a little bit about your journey to discovering clean beauty products, and why did you choose to make that shift?
Yes, you know, it's funny because it has been a journey. And like a lot of journeys, I think it really started when I was young, but the switch to clean beauty has developed over time simply because that wasn't necessarily a thing when I was a little girl, right? I will say I have always been interested in herbal medicine, nutrition, fitness, holistic health. So that was my kind of first love and the entry point into realizing there's another piece to that when you're talking about your health and actually a lot of additional things that come with clean beauty, like environmental factors, ethical factors, social factors. And those are the things that have become even more important to me now today at this stage in my life. So the short answer, George, is I've always loved beauty. It's kind of one of those things I came out of the womb with a natural love of. And as I've learned more, I've taken my also what I think is sort of a natural love of healthy living and realized beauty is very significant when making those choices as well. However, those conversations are really, I think, just starting to be had. And there's a lot of room for growth in that piece of wellness still. Like we're just getting started. That's how I feel about it.
100%. And it's so underrated, the importance of using clean and healthy beauty products, because essentially we're injecting stuff into our body. And yes, if it's not high vibe, if the vibration is not high, like from an energetic point of view, it can lower vibrational frequency and create, beyond just physical problems, energetic problems as well. Like a lot of the work that I do as a psychic is I train psychics and I teach them how to increase and amplify their intuitive abilities. And skincare, believe it or not, is a part of it as well, because it's part of our lifestyle. And if our lifestyle is creating obstacles that prevent us from tapping into our intuition, then we're blocking ourselves. And mm-hmm. beauty products, what we put onto our skin, from the shampoo to the shower gel we use, to the skincare products, to the makeup, that can adjust our vibrational frequency and hinder or amplify our capacity to connect. So there are so many uses, but I was wondering if you can share a little bit about the dangers of using toxic beauty products. Why should we not use them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of the simplest way I could say this. I think I would start with saying your skin is actually your biggest organ. Okay. So sometimes when I used to ask people that question, they'd be like liver, brain, you know, all these things. But the truth is your skin is your biggest organ, and whatever you're putting on your skin really has a direct pathway into your bloodstream. So if you think about what you eat, a lot of people have become more health conscious, but you know, that has a long kind of journey before it gets into your blood, which is where impact is really made on your health. When you're putting things on your skin, however, it doesn't go through the digestive tract. It just goes right into your bloodstream. So what people may not realize now, Europe's better significantly than the US. I'm here in the US. The beauty industry is not well regulated, if at all, here. And just to give you a stat that I think is pretty staggering comparing even the US to Europe, and keep in mind, there's room for everyone to grow. The FDA here has banned about 30 chemicals in beauty products. In Europe, it's well over 1,000. And I'm going to reference some companies that I use as a reference point, and they're even setting higher standards where they have almost 3,000 chemicals banned from any products they carry in your store. So I think that's the scary thing that people might not realize. It's an industry that is really largely unregulated. We make an assumption that what's being sold is safe for us to put on our skin, which, remember, that means you're essentially putting it into your body. So that can have bigger impact. Like the toxins or chemicals that are being put into beauty typically will do one of several things. They can be known to sort of promote cancer-like activity, right? That's a big one for people. They know certain things they want to stay away from because it's been shown to potentially lead to cancer. I want to be a little careful about how I word that. Just toxic for your body, toxic for your the environment. Allergies is a big thing. A lot of times people are having irritation in the skin and then they're putting products on that are actually causing more inflammation and more irritation. Those are probably the big ones. And then just, you know, toxic load, right? That's just, if you think about the number of chemicals we just mentioned that can be in your products and you're using them every day, your body won't be able to filter all of that out. And that's just what you're doing with your skin, right? That's not necessarily what you're ingesting, what you're being exposed to in the environment. So it all adds up. And I feel like this is almost the dark shadow place where people haven't looked, even when they've cleaned up other aspects of their life. So you could be doing all this good stuff. And then it's almost, well, it is counterproductive if you're not looking at what's in your beauty products and your skincare.
I think what's really significant in what you mentioned is that it all adds up.
Because
people may think, oh, it's not as significant, but then you have your cleaning products at home and then you have the toxic environment like outside, and then you add up the toxic beauty products as well. You add the food, like it all adds up to creating issues. And I had an issue with my skin for years. I had eczema and I had psoriasis all over my face. And I realized eventually, of course, it had to do with the gut, and I had to take probiotics in the gut that helped clear the eczema, but also on my skin. I started working with a company who produced organic kefir products for like skincare. And I used their soap and I used their moisturizing cream, and it really supported the healing process. So really, we underestimate the importance of using clean beauty products.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I have to say, George, real quick, because you mentioned the skincare with probiotics in it. So my background, after I was an acupuncturist, so I started my career as an acupuncturist and moved into sales in the supplement industry. Companies I worked for did a lot with probiotics. And so I love that you mentioned that, because there is skincare now putting probiotics into skincare, but actually even taking a probiotic is really great for your skin. It's that whole microbiome, right? And people often think probiotics are just for the gut, but everything starts in the gut, including beautiful skin. A lot of times when we're having breakouts or skin issues, it is a gut issue. So that's a great, great point that you just brought up. Really important to look into those things.
Yes, I remember when I did my research, it's actually scientifically proven there is a gut-skin connection. So skin problems are gut problems.
Yes.
Now, shall we talk a little bit about the making the shift from toxic beauty products to natural beauty products? I think people are hesitant about making the shift because they use excuses. Oh, I don't know where to look, or they're very expensive, or they need to be stored in the fridge. So can you talk a little bit about how to overcome this resistance?
Yeah, I think like a lot of things, it's better to go slow, right? And a good rule of thumb, and it could be a little different for each of us, is what products are you using most? And just switch one at a time. Use the rest of your products. As you run out, switch them over. You know, I think that's true when you're changing diet or exercise or anything. We could be gung-ho about it, and then we do everything at once. Not only is that overwhelming, but it's expensive, like you said. And also then we don't actually know what we like or what's working. So I think when you make it a process, I mean, I love this stuff. Okay. Let's be honest. I love this stuff. So going into a clean beauty store is pretty much like the best day I could possibly think of having. And I could spend hours in there and be completely happy. But even if that's not your thing, I think as you get into it, you're going to start to have fun with it, and you're going to naturally learn things along the way, right? So you can think of it that way. Like I said, what do you use most and switch over? There are kind of a handful of the big culprits people can look at first. Like your moisturizer is a big one, because that's staying on your face all day, right? That's a lot of surface area. You have a lot of blood vessels in your face. So that's a good one to change over. Deodorant's a big one. People might, you know, not think of that. Anything you put on your lips, because you actually ingest a lot of that. And then like mascara or anything on the eyes, because that's close to your eyes where you could be getting more irritation or taking that into the body more readily. And a lot of people put that on every day. So those are some places to start, but honestly, it could be toothpaste, right? I tell people, what do you use the most of? Change that first. And before you know it, you will have revitalized your whole repertoire of beauty without even realizing it. And I'm going to bet you're going to have a lot of fun in the process too.
I just realized I had changed everything apart from my deodorant. So
it's a hard one.
Yes, there's always more to like improve there. It's all about progress, not perfection. Another issue that many people have questioned more of is the difference between clean products, natural products, organic products. Like,
yes,
because there is a lot of marketing that goes on. Sometimes you see someone and says it's natural, but natural means it's made out of like, it has like plant-based material. It doesn't mean it's organic. So let's
talk
about the different differentiations there.
Yeah. And it's such a great point. And it's such a shame, because it is marketing. And then I think as organic and clean beauty and all these things become more popular, everyone wants to use those buzzwords. And to someone who is unaware, which is most of us. I mean, I happen to work in this industry, so I have some clue what's going on. It's intentionally misleading, and that's such a shame. And I want to speak to you something real quick that explains why this is the case. In beauty in particular, it is really a handful of companies that are controlling most beauty brands, which tells you the decisions are being made by the same people, which, by the way, the board members are 98% male, non-diversified. Okay, so you have, I think, a very non-representative sector of the population making decisions for the beauty industry as a whole. That is changing, but it's why clean beauty is important, because if you're talking about a conventional brand, it's being produced by that same handful of companies. All the decisions are being made by the same board members. That's why it's all kind of the same, just with different packaging. So I just want to say that. To answer your question, organic is all about the certification of the products, right? And to really be, I'm not sure how it is in Europe. If anything, it's probably stricter than the US, but to truly be certified USDA organic, it has to be 98% certified organic ingredients. And then you could be made with organic or organic, and the percentage just goes down, but it's still pretty high. It's like 96% and up. So anything in that product has to be certified organic. So that's an easy one to look at the package and tell. Now, the real issue, I think, comes in natural versus clean. What does that mean? Natural almost sounds better, right? But really, it's not, especially with what we're talking about with beauty, because petroleum could be natural. You might see natural fragrance. They don't have to disclose what that is, but it's probably not something you would actually want to put on your skin. And it could very well be a chemical, but if it's naturally occurring, they can say natural, and it's greenwashing, right? There's probably green leaves on the packaging, and we want to feel like, oh, that means it's flowers and roots and, you know, all this stuff, but that's probably not the case. Now, clean, if you start looking into companies that are promoting clean, should hit several markers. And the biggest one, I think, is that they're very transparent about not only what their ingredients are, what the sourcing is of those ingredients. Those would be the big ones. What's in it? What's the source? Because sourcing can be a big one too, right? You could have vitamin C from two very different sources. One could be GMO corn and one could be acerola cherry, right? Very different. But if you're just seeing vitamin C, you're not going to realize it's a huge difference in what that product is. I think the other side of clean beauty that is very much a part of any company that is calling themselves clean beauty has to do with environmental consciousness. Everything they do, they're really trying to be environmentally friendly. The beauty industry puts a really heavy strain on the environment. I don't think people realize that with all the packaging that gets thrown away. It's like 120 billion tubes get thrown away every year. So clean companies are very conscientious about that. And of course, as well as wanting to be cruelty-free, buying fair trade, making sure workers are being treated properly. So we first and foremost think about the ingredient side, but the other half of clean beauty is those last things I just mentioned: environmentally conscious, ethically conscious, transparency.
Yes, all the social responsibility connected
yes.
to it.
And
yes. where do we go to find yes. out this information, and where do we go to find these kind of products?
Yes, this is where it's hard. However, right now, because there are a lot of emerging brands, I will tell you that, but right now, since it is more limited, once you kind of dive into that world, you'll start to discover the brands. And in a lot of ways, it's less overwhelming. And here's what I would say, and anyone can access this from anywhere, but I'm going to name a couple companies we have here in the States that are available online, and they share a lot of this information. I often use these companies as reference because it's something you can always go to. So I love a company here called Credo Beauty, that's C-R-E-D-O. They are the ones that have even higher standards than what Europe has established. So remember I said, well, Europe, they have like 1200 chemicals banned. Credo has like 2500, and they're continuing to add to that. They also require you to be environmentally savvy, to give back to communities. So they have beautiful, beautiful products, prestige clean beauty. They still offer lines that are intentionally meant to be more affordable and accessible to people. They do a lot with diversity. So that's another conversation with what I would dare say clean beauty means to be now and moving forward. And that includes diversity and really accepting ourselves, you know, not using the Instagram filters all the time, all that jazz, right? I think there's going to be more diversity that starts to get tied with clean beauty. And you see this as there's more diversity in the founders coming out with their own products. But Credo is a great one. Beauty Counter, which I'm not sure if you guys have, but they do a ton of advocacy for change and trying to put regulations into the beauty industry. Again, their website is full of information. Now, they are their own brand. So with Beauty Counter, you will just see Beauty Counter products. With Credo, you will see a lot of different brands represented. And then one more place I would recommend you look at is the Detox Market. They were, you know, a front runner, I think, in doing this work. And any brands that they would have listed on their site as well are well, well above any basic standards of what qualify as clean beauty.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That is so helpful and so powerful, and I can't wait to go there and check like my products. I work with a company, it's a Greek company, that the essential based products called Apivita. I'm not sure it's available in the US, but it's definitely available in Europe. And they pride themselves for like creating clean, natural products. So I need to go and check, do all the checks you told me right now to see if they're actually natural, if they're clean, if they're organic, and see what's happening there. Now, shall we chat a little bit about the practicalities of doing skincare?
Yes.
Like let's park the clean beauty discussion for a while and talk about what actually do we need to put on our face so that we don't just buy stuff for the sake of buying stuff. Can you share a little bit about the main products that we used to be using on a daily basis to support a healthy glowing skin?
Yes, I wish I had a formula for y'all. I really do. And the truth is it's going to depend on the individual, right? Because we all have different skins. We all have different skin. We could have more than one skin, I guess. And here's a biggie with that I want to say is your skin changes not only with age, but with seasons. I think what happens to people a lot of time is they find stuff that they like and then they stick with it. And then they're like, oh my gosh, it stopped working. But are you in a different season? Has the weather around you changed? Have you been using this product for 10 years and now your skin is maybe like my skin used to be pretty oily when I was younger and it's actually fairly dry now. So I've switched the way I do my skincare. George and I were chatting a little bit before we hit record and I was saying, it's interesting. So I'm in my 40s now. And I think in my 20s, I wore lots of makeup and now I find myself really investing in skincare. And the really great thing is with these clean beauty companies, there are a lot of makeup brands that truly are skincare first. So like RMS Beauty is one of those, Aaliyah Beauty. So yes, you're putting makeup on, but the foundation of that product is literally skincare. And that makes so much sense, particularly with putting a foundation on, right? Because that's sitting on your skin. So you want to have ingredients that are actually treating the skin, not covering it up, right? So that's hard for me to say. I would say the basic categories, obviously you're going to be dealing with cleansers, toners, serums, moisturizers, and then the extras like eye cream and things like that, right? Little bonus products. I will say if you have great skin and you're younger, you can definitely get away with less, you know, find like a great cleanser and a great moisturizer and have fun with that. Me personally, as I've aged, I definitely use a lot more products. Okay. So I always say you can have great skin throughout your whole life, but likely it is going to require more products. And that's where we were talking about serums. Serums, so everyone knows, goes on like after you wash, after you tone, before you moisturize. So moisturizer, you always want to think of as the last thing you put on, SPF over that, right? But the moisturizer locks everything in. So you want to think about anything you put on after the moisturizer is not getting through that barrier, you know, that's protecting the skin. And your serums are your most expensive product because they're most potent and active ingredients. A serum really is the active ingredients that are doing all the transformation in your skin. And you can definitely layer serums. Okay. So like, I love a great vitamin C serum. That's good for evening out skin tone. Like my aging issues are, I don't have wrinkles so much, but discoloration and dullness is one of them. So vitamin C is great for that. But now I might also want to do a hyaluronic acid serum because it's going to lock in moisture. And I mentioned that my skin is drier, particularly I'm in Chicago and we're coming off of a brutal winter, and that's okay. You can definitely layer serums. So I hope that answers your question, because I wish there was one answer, but there's not. And so I think that's why finding some of those stores, like I mentioned with Credo or the Detox Market, where you can actually go in and do a consultation, or if you have an esthetician that you love, they can get you started. Even if you want to go off and find your own products, they can help assess your skin and give you guidance on where to start. But I think basically you want to have a good cleanser, you want to have a good moisturizer, and you always want to be using mineral SPF. So I should have mentioned early chemical sunscreens, one of the biggest culprits. So make sure you're using one that's mineral. Okay. But that should be something that you're using every day. It's going to be the biggest thing to prevent aging, you know, of course, and you want to prevent skin cancer and all of those things. But, you know, people really investing in their skincare are typically concerned about keeping their skin vibrant and youthful. And they forget that last step of putting the SPF on, because the sun, as lovely as it is, does a lot of damage to our skin.
Indeed. I've had to learn that the hard way living in a Mediterranean yes. island.
Oh, I bet. But you have beautiful skin. You're very Thank beautiful, you. George.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I love that you talked about serums, because it's something that I discovered recently and they truly transformed my skin completely. And now I use like a serum for the eyes for the day, a serum for the eyes in the night, a serum for the face and in the morning and in the evening. Like, they're doing so much work. So thank you for talking about that.
And I should interject real quick, George. I love that you said that, because if people want to know where they should splurge, if they do want to try serums, it's there. So you can find great clean cleansers and moisturizers that are simple, but not that expensive. And then invest in your serums, because that is where the money really, really will make a difference, because they can be more expensive, but that, I will also say, a little goes a long way with serums. So if you have a serum, that bottle can easily last you 2 or 3 months. I mean, you really don't need to use a lot of it. If you're using a lot, you're really just wasting it. It's not necessary. It's a good reason to use like a toner or even like a clear rose water, like mist your skin with that first, because that moisture will help the product go further on your face and really pull it into the skin, because you've got to absorb it for it to kind of do its job right. So you want to let that soak in a little bit before you put your moisturizer. But yes, the serums are so much fun, and there's so many serums, and that's where I truly think you get the most bang for your buck. So if you want to invest somewhere in the routine, that's the place to splurge.
I use that trick with the rose water, because I use pure rose water. So
I love it.
And then I use the serum, and it's so much easier to like spread it. It makes so much sense.
Well, and you're into all the energetics too. There's such an energetic, like, uplifting with the rose water, right? And when I used to work retail and I was in stores all day, I used to love to just spray a pure rose water over my face throughout the day. Like, you could spray it over your makeup. It's a lovely way to not only rehydrate and refresh your skin, but it really elevates your mood and energy. I am a huge fan of pure rose water. I think it's one of the most beautiful things that you can add to,
which I've got it right now. So here we go.
You give yourself a spritz. I'm a huge fan. You know, sometimes it's the simplest things. Like, if we like to get fancy sometimes, and that's great, but people don't realize a pure rose water, how much goes into that, how many petals are in a really great bottle of rose water. It's actually a very luxurious product, but sometimes the simplest things are best. It's the quality of the ingredients that really makes a difference.
Exactly. Now, can we talk about makeup for a while? Because yes. I've heard a lot of advise against using makeup because it blocks the pores, etc., etc., etc. And also, I found that it's harder for me to find clean makeup products rather than it is to find skincare products.
Yes.
So I don't think I'm using right now like clean makeup because they weren't available for me, so I didn't know where to search. So can you talk first of all a little bit about whether makeup like works against the health of your skin, and also how do we search for clean makeup products?
It shouldn't work against your skin, but typically it does if you're using conventional makeup. And you are correct. Up until very recently, I do think it was difficult to find clean makeup that performed to the level of prestige makeup, which typically people that are looking for this are expecting those results, right? That is changing. It is changing. And so the sites that I mentioned, Credo, Detox Market, go there and they list brands I love, Alia, which is ILIA. And if you're looking for a clean, light base, they have a lot of different great options. One that I just have on that's very light today is their Super Skin Serum, which comes with an SPF 40 tint in it. It really is almost like putting water on the skin. I also love that they have like 40 different shades. So I feel like it's very inclusive. And I have like a lot of different shades and they all seem to work. So I think to a certain level, it does adjust your skin. But the base of that is skincare. So it's kind of tagged back to what we were talking about earlier. Same with RMS Beauty. Now, RMS Beauty is an interesting one. If you really like color and pigment, that is a great brand to go to. It's actually like Rose Marie, the founder, she's actually one of the, like the godmothers of clean beauty. So she was doing this many, many years ago before it was a thing. And why I'm mentioning this brand is for people who think that clean makeup cannot perform like prestige makeup or what the makeup artists are using. This is a brand that will change your mind because when she created it, she was using it on like the supermodels of the day for photo shoots because she was watching what was happening to their skin because they were getting caked with all this makeup, how their skin on their body looked so different from the skin on their face. And she wanted to change that. So she developed a makeup line that has a lot of color, but the base of everything is skincare. But she didn't want to be known as a clean beauty line. She wanted to be known as a great makeup line where skin really looks like skin. And it's really about, you know, that glow. She's really well known for a product. It's like her Luminizer. It's probably the most famous product of RMS. And it's, that would be kind of where you do your highlights, but it gives you that dewy glow. But she's really adamant about it being a high performance makeup line first that happens to be clean and give you the benefits of skincare while it's on your face. And I think there's more lines coming out like that. And what I would tell people is think about your skin type first. A lot of times we don't think about that with makeup because something like Alia, like I was saying, I think that's pretty good for everyone. It's lighter, like the base products, any of the foundation products or tinted moisturizer products are lighter. So it's going to be less coverage. Something like RMS that I just mentioned is for drier skin, more coverage. And some of that is playing around with the products, which is great if you can find them in store, of course. But I would go reference those sites again because they really have pooled together the best brands. But then when you start poking around on Instagram, you're going to see a lot of young entrepreneurs coming out with their own line. So there are ones geared for younger people, for oily skin. There are ones designed to have all the trendy colors. And I think it's so cool that they're able to create these brands at such a young age, following the trends. And I think it just shows that it is possible. It is possible, but again, these are smaller brands, right? But I can tell you a lot of them have huge celebrity cult followings, which to me just says, hey, this is where things are going. And at some point, the beauty industry as a whole is going to have to start getting on board because people are going to start demanding that more and more, even in everyday beauty. But it's out there and it's getting better. But those are just two lines that I like. But there are plenty more. There's Well People, there's Mineral Fusion. Oh my gosh, there's so many, but you guys can go onto Credo or Detox Market and poke around, have fun with it. I think you're going to be really surprised by what you find. There are the kind of traditional, I just want clean looking skin products. And there are the ones that are going to be really colorful and let you really play with your makeup. So, it's starting to really run the gamut. And I love that because that brings a lot of different people with a lot of different interests into the industry. And then let's go back to what we started talking about in the beginning. Think of the impact on that, not only on your health, but on the health of everyone around us, on the environment, on the way we're treating our communities, on the way we're treating animals, less pollution, less throwaway. There's companies, there's a company called Axology that I love that she does a cheek and lip stain and it's wrapped in paper because she wanted to specifically have a company that was combating that throwaway. People don't realize like with their lipsticks and stuff, it's actually a very small amount of product in there. Most of it is just plastic tubing. So you're seeing more companies, I think, in clean beauty really embracing the packaging and environmental piece of the industry, which is really great to see too. But I actually think there's a lot of fun things happening in the makeup portion. And we're just starting to see the tip of the iceberg there. And I think it's going to be a lot of young entrepreneurs coming out with the really great clean makeup lines. So I have my eye on that as well. I'll be excited to see what's coming out in the next couple of years.
It is so exciting indeed. And it's basically light work and spirituality expanding into the beauty industry as well, as there are so many more celebrities as well embracing clean beauty products and talking about it because they are influencers in that industry. And it's just so exciting to see our whole world being transformed step by step gradually into this cleaner, brighter, happier world. And I'm so excited. Thank you so much for sharing all these powerful insights and resources with us. I can't wait to go through these websites and check out different products. I think I manifested you because I have been asking this question for a while now.
Well, you know, you please email me any questions. We can chat anytime. I do want to say something else really quick. This goes back to something you were saying up front, George. And I think it's really an interesting concept about the energetics of your skincare and your makeup. I love that you mentioned that. I know that's in alignment with the work you do. And I believe in that so much. And I even think of beauty, whether we're talking makeup or skincare, as a ritual, if we can start to embrace it that way. And I think more people are doing that as sort of self-love, creating those rituals for themselves. Well, the energetics then become extremely important. I think the energetics of even having that routine and that care for yourself is huge. But you are right, products, and let's think about what's in these products, right? Everything is truly natural. It's not the pseudo natural, right? We really are talking about plants and things that have energetic properties. And then I want to mention something that I feel falls into that. There's a skincare company that I absolutely adore. It's one of my all-time favorites called One Love Organics. Everything is in glass. I love their B cleansing oil. They do a wonderful vitamin E serum. But talk about energetics. Everything is extremely small batch with this company. So, you know, they will run into the danger of having out of stocks because they care about the energetics of the difference of producing something in small handcrafted batches versus big assembly line, right? And something else about that is what people might not realize. If you start looking at your products, a lot of times water is the first ingredient. Well, that's why you have a lot of preservatives in your product, which of course is not going to be in clean beauty, right? But it's also why they have a shorter shelf life. Once you add water to a product, it will start to oxidize and you have to add preservatives. And that's why then they have such a long shelf life because they've got the chemical preservatives. A clean beauty product likely doesn't have water. And another company I love, Andalou Naturals, which is an easier price point. Aloe, organic aloe is the first ingredient in everything. So there's no preservatives in there. Again, you've got more like a 1 to 2 year shelf life. But it's a good thing, like a quick check you can do. If you see water on the label, it's got preservatives. You don't have to worry about which things on there are preservatives. Know that it's got chemicals in it because once you add water, you have to add chemicals. So that's like a good kind of cheat. But this idea, you know, kind of going back to like One Love Organics, for example, I love the energetics of these smaller brands that aren't part of that big conglomerate we talked about in the beginning that can do things their own way. But even from an energetic perspective, think about the love that goes into creating those products. I truly, truly feel like that makes a difference. And then combine it with creating your own ritual for those products. Not only are you getting the physical benefits, but I could not agree with you more. I think there's a huge energetic lift that happens when we do that. And then I think of that ripple effect we're talking about of how that impacts like community and the people working for that business and our environment. And it's vegan. It's not being tested on animals. There are layers and layers of energy ripple effects happening here that I have not heard anyone talk about. And it's something that I absolutely loved that you brought up. And I want you to talk about it more and more and more, because I actually think it's huge.
Yes, because there's vibration in everything.
Everything's energy.
Yes, everything's energy. And because of the work that I do, it's all about like, how do I progress intuition? How do I progress my healing abilities? Well, there's always more to optimize. And if you've optimized everything else and you're at this point, if you want to up level, there's more to optimize. And skincare is one way to go about it and think about, as you said, like, what is the intention behind the products? What is the intention and the mission of the person who created this company? How do they create the products? Who creates the products? What goes behind it? Every single step of the process, if it's done with intention, if you put in the love and the energy, it elevates the frequency of the products. And then additionally, as you've just said, adding in your own love, it just takes it to a whole new level. And it's no longer just skincare. It's just like self-love care.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes the investment easier. Kind of going back to, how do we even begin to do this? And I think, like a lot of things, it starts with a mindset shift, right? And exactly what you said, that's the mindset shift I want people to start thinking about. And I'm willing to bet a lot of people haven't thought of that when it comes to beauty or their skincare. It's so much more than face value.
Indeed. Christy, thank you so much for sharing all these powerful tools with us. I loved having you on the podcast, and I can't wait for everyone to experience your magic. Can you please let everyone know where they can get in touch and work with you?
Yes, certainly. So easiest places to find me on Instagram at Christy Katzman. You can also go to my website, christykatzman.co. That's .co.com. And if you want to check out what I'm doing at the podcast, I'll be launching, you're getting the first sneak peek of this, George. So I'm launching season 3 soon. And guess what? The whole season is going to be focused on clean beauty and what I'm calling true beauty, which I think is the next wave in the industry. So if you want to subscribe, that's She's Unscripted on any platform you listen.
I love that. Thank you so much. And all the links will be available in the show notes below. Sending you all my love, and have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you so much. Such a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizas.com/life purpose.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.